The first one I want to bring your attention to is John chapter 4 and verse 35. It says, I'll give you a second to turn there. John chapter 4, verse 35. The title is The Harvest is White. And these are words from Jesus that we'll be looking at today. The harvest is white. You say, well, it's not harvest time. Not yet, right? Not in the beans and corn and squash are not ready yet. We're barely planting. But Jesus tells us here that the harvest is white. John chapter 4, verse 35. If you read the verses before in chapter 4 is when Jesus had went to the well, a well there in Samaria, and had talked to this lady that was coming to draw water, and he told her that he had living water, that she would be able to have a well springing up inside her of living water. And she was confused about that. And anyway, as Jesus talked to her, she began to understand that he was talking about a well inside her, not just to go draw water out of the well. And so in that story, we're not looking at that one today, but in that story, Jesus is coming by a place and finding a person that needs some help. She's dealing with lots of things in her life. She's lost. She's confused. And Jesus comes by and he helps her, gives her what she needs, the forgiveness and the direction in life. And so we see that Jesus was in the business of touching people's lives. And we see that through all of Jesus' ministry. He was always healing the sick. He was always praying for people and forgiving sins and eating with people, just being a friend all through his time there. So anyway, that's kind of the chapter 4 before where we're at here. But we're going to go down to verse 35. Say not ye, or in other words, don't you guys say that there is 4 months and then it's time to harvest. Let me read the scripture. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months and then cometh the harvest. And what Jesus is saying there, says, you guys say that there's still 4 months and then it'll be time to harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look into the fields, for they are white already for harvest. Jesus says here, he says, you guys say there's 4 months until it's time to harvest. So we could, if the harvest was September, then we back up 4 months, whatever that would be. My brain is tired this morning. August, July, June, right? So May, June, somewhere in there. That time of year. And Jesus says, you guys say it's going to be 4 years until, or 4 months until it's time for harvest. And he says, I'm going to tell you right now that you need to open your eyes. He said, lift up your eyes and look around you. And he said, it's time already to harvest. So the fields are white already to harvest. In other words, it's ready. The harvest is ready to be brought in. Now, Jesus is obviously, if this is in the time of the year when they're planting, he's not talking about the beans and the corn. He's not talking about the squash. And he's talking about people. And Jesus is telling us that there is people all around us that are ready to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. There's people all around us that are in need of forgiveness. There's all kinds of people around us that are just waiting for someone to be a friend and to let the love of Jesus shine through their life and impact them. Someone to tell them, maybe to speak to them the truth and say, you know what, that's not the right way. Let me tell you what Jesus has done for me. He's healed me. He's made me new. He's delivered me from whatever, right? And to share those so that they too can be changed and they too can have forgiveness and, as the scripture tells us, to be made new in Christ. And so the thought today that I want to, the title is The Harvest is White. In other words, it's ready to happen. So I want you to think about that. I think we have our family, we have our church, we have all the things that we're busy in, and we get focused. It's very easy for us to get focused on what we are doing, what we're trying to accomplish this month or this year. Maybe we're building an addition on the house, or maybe we're doing some, you know, putting in some new windows, or maybe we're going to try to get this vehicle fixed, or maybe we're going to, you know, try to help someone in our family that's trying to go to, you know, improve their life or whatever it might be. And we get kind of focused on these things, and Jesus is telling us this morning, there's people all around us that need to hear the truth. And the part that encourages me is that this, that Jesus is saying that the harvest is white. In other words, that it's ready to happen. In other words, the squash is ready to be picked. The corn is ready to be picked. The beans are ready to come off. And so this helps me to understand that these people, that sometimes we come in contact with people in the store, at meetings, and people in our family that we're kind of, if we're not careful, we kind of, man, I don't know if they're ready to change. It seems like they're going the wrong way. And this today encourages me because it shows us that Jesus says these people are ready. They want, and I think, just think about it. Most people, and this may not be all people, but lots of people, they don't want to continue on in a place of guilt and unforgiveness, of a place of addiction and a place of those kind. So there no doubt is large groups of people around us that are ready to hear. So the first thing is, as we see that the harvest is white, it's great, it's ready to happen. Now I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 9. Just a short ways back there. Matthew chapter 9, verses 36 and 37. And Jesus talks about this again. Just think about all those that are looking for truth. If you watch YouTube shorts or TikTok videos or social media posts of any kind, you look at the newspapers, you listen to the radio, find there's people that are looking for truth, looking for something that is true, the answers. All right, Matthew chapter 9, verse 36 and 37. But when he saw the multitudes, this was Jesus, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as a sheep having no shepherd. And this picture that we have in our mind today is the flock of sheep that's moving out across the valley. And all of a sudden they're weak, they're tired, they haven't had anybody to lead them to the water or to lead them to where the good grass is, and they're just scattered out across the valley there, fainting. There are not enough water, not enough food, and they're just, it says, like sheep not having a shepherd. There's no shepherd to take care of. And that's what Jesus is saying when he looked around and saw these people struggling. They don't have the nourishment that they need. They don't have the water that they need. They don't have anyone pointing them in the right direction. And it says here that Jesus was moved with compassion. He felt sorry for these people. Then verse 37. Then saith he unto his disciples. So Jesus tells his disciples that are standing there, the harvest truly is plenteous. So here's, again, Jesus is saying the same thing. There's a lot of people that are looking for truth, that are looking for someone to point them in the right direction. But the last part of that verse says, but the laborers are few. Think about that today. Jesus is telling us again here, there's lots of people looking for the right way, looking for truth, looking for answers, looking for someone to be their shepherd, to point them in the right way, but there is no shepherd. Now this is a mystery or curious thing about how Jesus has designed, or how God designed for this to happen. He designed his plan for this world to find out, for people in this world to find out about Jesus, to find out about the good news, to find out that there can be forgiveness of sins, that you don't have to live guilty of all the things that you've done, and then that there's his Holy Spirit that wants to live in us and give us guidance so that we can actually make a right decision, have wisdom. That good news is to be spread by people. That's the way that it by humans. And God has chosen to have it that way. And so when Jesus, this picture that we have in this verse is Jesus looking out across all these people, and he says, there's plenty of people that need to hear, that want to hear. It's ready to happen, but there's very few people that want to be a shepherd. The part that bothers me with this, when I think about this, because it's easy to sit and be happy with God feeding us, we're reading our Bibles, and we're praying, and we're having faith, and he's helping us, and we're moving forward, and he's helping in our families. That part is the blessing. That's the beautiful part of it. But Jesus is telling us this morning, there's a whole host of people that need to also know about it. So we shouldn't be just in our little group, all tight to where we don't share out the good things that God has done for us. But the part that bothers me, the part I was going to point out today, is if you think about this harvest, let's think about squash. What happens if the squash is ready? Those little squash on the ground, they're all in the vines, they're ready to be picked. What happens if you don't pick it? If nobody gets that squash, what happens? It could get bigger, right? It could grow. But what happens eventually? Either it gets rotten on the bottom because it needed to be picked and it wasn't. Or if you wait too long, it might frost, and then it gets a bad spot, and then it rots right there. Or if you wait, some of them, if they're hanging off the ground and there's no rain and all that, maybe it just dries completely up. Turns into a gourd or a dried up thing. What about if you wait for corn? If you wait too long. So typically we want to pull this stuff off and put it up to where it can dry or process it or eat it. But the birds can come in and eat it. I was driving through Florida back in, I think it was January or February, and they have down there, they have these fruit trees. I don't know what kind of fruit it was, but they had these huge nets over the trees. And I guess it was to keep, they were like just over these huge trees. I mean, big as this church, tall, huge nets, this net, big nets, looked like for miles. And to keep those birds from coming in and eating that fruit, I guess. I'm not sure. Or maybe it was something to do with pollination. But anyway, just to protect it. And so if we don't take care of the harvest when it's ready. See, most of the time we don't have this problem, right? If the corn's ready, I'm there to pick it. We want to eat it, right? We want to harvest that squash. We want to harvest those beans. We want to harvest that corn. Tomatoes are real bad. If you wait for them, they will rot, they shrink, the bugs get into it, these big green worms get on it, all kinds of problems. The point that I'm concerned about today is that if we know that there's people that need to hear truth, that need the love of Jesus in their lives, and we wait, that fruit can become lost, or the harvest can become lost. And so there's a concern there, and I know that's true, and you guys know that's true, is time is short. We can't goof off from now until whenever and just think that there's no consequence. If time is short, and we must let what Jesus has done for us shine out to the worlds around us, the world around us, the people around us. The last verse of chapter 9 the last verse I'm going to read here is verse 38, Matthew 9 and 38. And Jesus follows that up and says, "Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. And now we see that Jesus is telling us that God wants us to pray. When we pray, that we would ask God to send someone that would be able to get that harvest. And I think when I was thinking about this, I feel like sometimes with some groups of people, or with some people even in our family, we can try to help them, right? But sometimes it seems like it doesn't work. Seems like we're trying to live the right way in front of them. Maybe we've tried to say something and don't really take it too well. And we're reminded that there's only so much we can do in those situations. Sometimes it's just, maybe it's from the past, things that are coming up, or maybe it's just the way it is. They don't want to listen. And that's what I was thinking about today. Here's a verse that tells us something that we can do. We can pray and ask God to send someone. He's telling us to do it. He's saying, pray and ask. Ask me to send somebody to them. And so as we think about those in our family and our community that maybe we can't touch, or we can't seem to make a difference, let's pray that God would send someone that would be able to come into their life, that would really be the one that speaks into their life and is able to share that truth and that light with them, so that they can understand the forgiveness and hope that is there. Now, that doesn't let us off the hook, though, right? Say, well, I'm just going to pray God will send people, and I'm going to go on and do whatever I want. No, we should also be willing to let God use us. So as we're traveling and bumping into people, and as we're, maybe we have a difficulty along the way, break down, or maybe we run out of gas, or maybe we have that flat tire, or maybe we find ourselves in the ER, right? Let's let Jesus shine through us to the world around us. Because Jesus is telling us, this is not maybe, this is not, it might be. Jesus says it's ready. People are ready to hear it. They're looking for truth. They're looking for answers. Can you imagine if you get to heaven, if we would get to heaven and someone walks by, or they're at judgment day, sorry, I said heaven, but judgment day where God is the ultimate judge, what the Bible tells us. And he says, he's this person this way, this person this way. He's doing that. Can you imagine standing there and realizing that person that just got said, you know what? You did it. And they walk by you. And they say, you knew about this? You knew that there's forgiveness, that we don't have to live in guilt, that there's hope of eternal. You knew this and you didn't tell me. How come you didn't tell me?
And as I think about that picture, I don't know how it's going to be. The Bible tells us little pictures into how it's going to be when we get there at Judgment Day. But the thought is today, let's not hold back from those around us that we need to be sharing with. If God has forgiven you, God has changed your heart and life, made you new in Christ, given you the ability to have His Holy Spirit living in you and having His help through the difficult times here in this life, if you have that, don't just hold that back and not share it with nobody. Don't hold that back and say, you know, well, I'm so glad I made it. Then forget all those that were around you where you came from. I'm speaking to not just to you guys, I'm speaking to myself today. Because it's very easy sometimes to just maybe be quiet and not say anything when the person right next to us needs someone to point them in the right way. Needs them to point them to that scripture verse, that one that helped you to make it through that hard time. The one that helped you to see the truth. Share it with someone. And I think, you know, we think that maybe that's the preacher's job or that's whatever, but it's our job. Jesus is telling us there's a lot that needs to be done. And we can do it. We can share. We can let his what he's done for us affect those around us. We call that testimony, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What is it that God has done for us? And giving him praise and giving him glory. Mm-hmm. And I think even it could be as simple as when and as we do many times, when something does go right, when something is works out, when someone is healed, when there's deliverance from alcohol and drugs, that we would quickly point to all those around. It's because of him. And let those know. And I don't, like I said, I don't know that any of us are not doing that, but I do know that the reminder is still here for us, that we should realize that it's not just, you know, I think part of the time I kind of maybe have the mentality that, or it's easy to have the mentality that they're not going to change. Nobody wants to change. But I was there. Not too many years ago, I was that person that people were looking at saying, he'll never change. He'll always be an alcoholic. He'll always be someone you can't trust. He'll always be that way. And people were looking at me. And many of you, not that long ago, people were looking at us. It's hopeless. And yet today, we have a life that's different because of that forgiveness and because of what Jesus has done for us. So let's not hide that. Let's not deprive someone else of that and realize that there's many others that need it and may even want it, and that we could be the one to share it with them. And let's also not forget to pray for, pray that the Lord would send others to help those in our families and those in our communities and those around the world that need to hear of Jesus. All right.